Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Moed Katan Daf Yud Beis in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, starting in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, end of the seventh line from the bottom. We're in the middle of what the Mishnah mentioned regarding a menude. So we're talking here about the sugya of nidui of cheirim. So the Gemara says, "Bikshu lenadois es Rabbi Eliezer." They wanted to put it Rabbi Eliezer nidui. You'll see in a moment in the Gemara why. Amin man azol moidele. They said, who is going to go and tell him that he's in a nidui? Omer Akiva ono azol moidele. He said, Rabbi Akiva, I'm going to go tell him. Also, Lagabe came in front of him. Omer le Rabbi, chaverecho minadim lecho. Rabbi, your friends are putting you in nidui. Nesose, so he took him. Nafalek Libor went outside. Omer charuviso, charuviso. The carob tree, the carob tree. In halacha kedivrehem, if the halacha is like them, is akrin. Move. The tree did not move. In a loch, if the loch is like me, isakorin, so then you should move. Isakros, and the tree moved. In a loch, if a loch is like them, like my friends, the tree should go back to its place. Veloy chozos, it didn't go back. In a loch, if the loch is like me, choizrim should go back. Vechazoras. So you see from the carob tree that the loch is like a blazer. I mean, with all these proofs, we still don't pass like Rabbi Elazar. Why is that? When the Torah was given the fact that how do you pass halacha based on the rabbim, and if you don't go like Rabbi Elazar, you go like a chachamim. Continues the one if you base on dalef. Why is Rabbi Elazar that he doesn't know this din that we go based on the rabbim? What he cared about was the fact that they burned Tyrus in front of him. Because the machlokes is, we'll see in a moment, is this, something is metame or not. And according to Rabbi Elazar, it's not metame. So he cared about the Tyrus that now they have to burn it. And the Gemara goes to explain. Tamatinim learned over there, chitchu cholir. So they took small pieces made out of clay to create an oven. Fenosnu choil, they put earth between chulil chulio, meaning you have small piece of clay, and in between it's attached with tar, with plaster, and you don't have one big piece of clay. Rabbi Elazar says that is tar. There's no tumah over here. V'chayim etame, chomim say this oven gets tumah. Zetanu, what's it called? Chachinai. That's the girsa of Rabbi Chaim. It's a loshon of a mako that happened that day, and the Bible is called achnoi. The big market that day, wherever Elazar looked, it burned. It was one wheat that he saw half of it, that half got burnt. The pillars of the Beis Medrash were about to fall. If the Chaverim were fighting an halacha, why are you getting involved? We don't pass an halacha based on Shemayim. Where crispy Rabbi Yochanan from Shem Rebbe, im yomar liodom kach shana Rabbi Elazar shoyni ani kedvarim. In general, whenever Rabbi Elazar said something, we go with Rabbi Elazar, except for this case of Tanu Shachachinoi. El Tanya Mechalfim. Sometimes we're not so sure what Rabbi Elazar said because they changed the man d'omer and they say a different name. One day, Blazer is going in the market. He sees a woman cleaning her house. She threw the dirt out. And it fell on his head. It seems like today I will get the nidui will be revoked. From Ashpo, you come up. Shuvah Levi shalach basachad bar nash los azim nevloyos. The Gemara continues the stories of the nidui. The one of Shuvah Levi called somebody three times and he did not come. Shalach omelei ilulei deloy chamres bar nash min yomai. If not for the fact I never put someone into cheirim into nidui, having a machuim lau gavra put you into cheirim. Why? Shalasim v'arba dvorim minadim. There's 24 things that for that we do nidui. Fezeh echod mehem. One of them is kol shalo yovel shloishes ayomim v'atas asorim v'askenim. One for 3 days, consecutive days. Doesn't listen to the ones in charge, the sorim and the skenim. So yechem kol ruchushay because of techerim we bottle mekal agoylo. So you take away his money and you put him in techerim. So you see, this is one of the things that he put someone in techerim. Omar b'yitzchok bar Elazar. There are many of them that you find in the Mishnayis that you put someone into nidui. And the Gemara is going to bring you a few examples. Meaning, from the list of the 24 Niduim, we have a few of them in the following Mishnahs. Tamanin, we learn over there, you have to put it into Nidu because he requested and demanded to have rain. There will be a Gzeiro, not to have rain. Like wasn't time of Novi. You cause people to have Chil Hashem, not to believe because they're going to say, you asked for rain and rain didn't come. Anyone who makes Chil Hashem gets Nidui. Tama Tanin, another example we find in the Mishnah, Shalach Rabbi Gamliel, Gamliel sent to Rabbi Kivo, they did not allow the Edim to come and to testify by Kiddush HaChodesh. If you stop them from coming, you'll cause them not to come in the future. You're going to cause the Rabbim not to do mitzvah. Anybody who stops the Rabbim from doing a mitzvah, he needs to be in Nidui. Tani Rabbi Yisi, Tvodos Ish Roimi, that's his name, person of Rome. He niggas Anche Roimi, he had a minig in Rome, Shioichlim Gudoyim Mikulosi Belele Pepsochim. They put a Gdi, which means a goat, which is Mikulos, put the head on top of the body with all the Evoim, like they did in Pesach and Misamigdosh, he did it in the night of Pesach. You told him, now that you were tfados and you're a very important person, we'll see in a moment, we should have put you into Cherim because you are causing Am Yisrael to think that they're eating Pesach. What is so important about tfados? He would find his Rabbanan, you'll give money to Rabbanan. Now, what's the reason to put in the Cherim? The Rabbim to seem to be eating kochim outside. That's what you cause. You chayav nidui. Says the Gemara, Tama Tanin, we learned over there, et mi nidu who they put into nidui, is Elozar ben Anado, ben Hanad, that's his name. Shepik big betar sadaim. He had questions about tar sadaim. He didn't feel that hands could be tome, not the rest of the body. So he was mizalza in the stakon of Rabbanan. Hado Amram, a factor, bedover, feel me divir serving, someone is questioning, even something divir serving, so achnidu had to put him into nidui. Tama Tanin, we learned over there, de kamo hishkuo. So it says that Kavya ben Mahalil says, you don't give to be mashke a soito, not a giyoris, and not a shivcha meshuchweris. So they told him, but Shemaya v'avtalio, and they went, and they were mashke a shivcha meshuchweris, a release shivcha. So he said, the kameshku. It says the more, mao de kamo, de kavaso, meaning they were like them, because they were bnei gerim, Shemaya v'avtalio. So therefore, they were mashke the soito, they treated a soito of a shivcha meshuchweris like any other woman in Am Yisrael. So therefore, Nidui was Mizalz and Shrav Avtal and put him into Nidui, Umeis bin Nidui, Dan in his Nidui, Vesolku Bezdin Aroino, and they put a stone, they stone his Aroin, his coffin, Lamdechosh Kalaminude, Vemeis, Soiklim Aroin, anybody who does Nidui, who is a Nidui, he dies in his Nidui, so you do skill to his Aroin. Hado Amra, and Vaz is Zokin, I feel like I miss a Zokin, Nidui, someone who has, he mistreats a Zokin, even after death, Shrav Avtal, he has a Nidui. Says the Gemara, in the days of Abzoi, Rav Merachkin, Umekarvin. They used to put people in Nidui, and immediately be matir the Nidui. Says the Gemara, if you base it on the base, Omelum Ravlos said, Hashto Merachkin, Hashto Mekarvin, meaning if you're doing it immediately, so you're taking the effect of what a Nidui is. They only bring him back once he was Bechazer from the wrong thing that he did, the person who got the Nidui. Says the Gemara, Menudel Rav, someone that a Rebbe was Menadim, Menudel Talmid, so automatically is Menudel to the Talmid. A Menudel Talmid ain't a Menudel Rav. The opposite, if the Talmid is Menadim, so he's not Menudel to the Rebbe. A Menudel Rav Beisdin, Menudel Chacham, Beisdin was a Chacham, the height of the Beisdin, so automatically Menudel Chacham. But a Menudel Chacham ain't no Menudel Rav Beisdin, doesn't work the other way. Ha menudel anasi, who's the head of Am Yisrael, menudel lechol adam. So he's menudel for everybody else. Ad kedoin chacham shenido. That's if a chacham was benadeh. Says the Gemara, afilu chaver shenido. Will that apply also to a chaver? Someone is acting in the ways chacham you said. It's going to shrein in adol. Let's see if in the following chado amho. There was an amo, was a shivcho. Min dovar pato from this place. Havo avra koy mechad knisho. He's going next to a shul, next to a place where they're teaching children. Chad chatzfar. They see. He sees this Rebbe machil chad meinuk hitting one of the children more than what he's supposed to. He says this person should be in cherim, should be nidui. Host the shul Rav Achi, says, "Am I a nidui?" You have to be careful. In other words, yes, you have to be machmir yourself to be benidui. Sure, he did something wrong. Even an amu could put him into nidui. Says the Gemara, Shimon Lakish, he was guarding figs, fig trees, bevarboris. That's the place. Also, instead, came thieves. He came and they stole from him in the night. And then he figured out who it was, who were the thieves. He says, these people should be in Kherim. Is that the right thing? You should be in Kherim. In other words, we're not supposed to be in Kherim because we stole from you. He says, maybe they're right. They owe me money. They don't owe me their soul, meaning to be in Kherim, be in Nidui. Nothing poor by servants. He went and ran after them. Omar Loin, surely, he says, take away my Nidu. Omar Lay, Shori Lan, Venan Shori Lach. He says, okay, you take away our Nidui, we'll take away your Nidui. Hado Omar, Aminade, Esmi, Shein, Notsoich, Venido, Isoi, Niduyoi, Nidui. Someone who put someone else in Nidui and was wrong, and that person who we caught the Nidui, put him back at the Nidui works. Me Matir, who's the one who should be Matir? So meaning, as Reb Chaim explains, of course the one who gave the Nidui could be Matir. But what happens if you don't have the person to be Matir? He ran after them. What happens if you would not catch them? Look in Tani, Meis Echod, Menadov, Ein Matir, Mloy. If one of the Menadim dies, he can be Matir. That's only if you don't have the Nasi. The Nasi has the ability to be Matir the Nidui. There was a story when a renowned him died and they didn't matter his need. When we learn that when you don't have a nasi, that's when he has to have the nidui. We have a nasi, nasi should be matir. The answer is yes, the nasi could be matir, but only if the one who got the nidui did shuvo. It was choyzer boy for what he did. But in this case, it was not choyzer boy. Yaakov Abayi B'Shav Sheshes Nimnu B'Husho Shaloi L'Nadei Zokim. We're not Menadei, he's Zokim. Tamichochim Choshu, we're not Menadei. V'Hasi Kedom Avshuva B'Shav Avohu Zokim Sheirabu Dover. Someone, Zokim, did something wrong. And we read him Oysa Migdolos. We don't remove him from his Gdolo. Elohim Loi Hichobit B'Shev V'Visech. We just, in a respectful way, tell him, stay home. Rav Yaakov Abayi B'Shav Avohu Zokin sheshorach talmudoi, if a zokin forgot his learning, machmas oinsoi, not because he did anything about it, it was oinis, no agibu ki kedushas or, and you have to be given minig of kavod, like the kedusha of the or, when it has in it the shivri luchis, the broken luchis. Ravachar tanchum avchia b'shav yichanon, zokin shenidu l'tzorech atzmoi, afilu kealocha, ein nidui nidui. If a zokin made someone to nidui, but he did it for his own purpose, meaning he doesn't like this person, he put it to nidui. So even though there was a good reason to put this person into nidui, it's not a nidui. Reb Chaim says, talk about a case that in other cases similar to this, he didn't put someone to nidui. And this person, he puts him into nidui. But Yoyim de Avirma also, Ako al Tveriyai. And days of Avirmio, there was a tsara that happened in Tveriyo. Sholach bai minarto de kaspo gabi Yaakov Barbon. So he needed to collect money to pay for that tsara. And he wanted to go and take and confiscate a silver minoiro from Yaakov Barbon. Sholach omelei adayin l'shav yirmio mirosoi. Meaning you want to tax at Tamichachem, that's not the right thing. You did something wrong for coming taking away from me the minoiro. Continues the one of Gimel Amud Aleph. Uvikish l'nadoisoi. Meaning Rav Yirmio wanted to put Yaakov Barbon into Kherim. So Rav Chiya is sitting there. Omar leishamati sheminadim zoken elim ken asok yerovam benovod v'chaveiruv. He don't put a zoken into cherim unless he did something so wrong like yerovam benovod whom he now is so worshipful for the zor. Omar lei dekamo shkuo. Go back to the story they mentioned in Yudbeis Amud Aleph that a kavim and me'alalel put him into cherim because he disrespected Shema v'Avtalion. He said that they gave her to be mashke to us, to the Saito, because they're she's similar to them, that they're gerim. Uki Yerovam ben Avot v'chaver v'oso? Did he do like Yerovam ben Avot? Do you mean everybody doing over the Zara? You say you don't put the Zok into Kher unless he did something very bad? He did not answer this question. It says more of a nidun eilin eilin, meaning Rav Yirmio and Rav Yaakov Aboyin, they menadi each other. V'choshun eilin eilin, they both were careful with the nidui. They both need to have a heter from the other one because Rav Yirmio was menadim for not listening to him, and Rav Yaakov Rabon felt that he was improper, so he was menadim Rav Yirmio back, and then he went and had to be matir each other because they were choishish to the nidu of each other. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Moed Katan Daf Yud Beis.